Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today. Save big.
People, Earth, I need to say something. Listen to me. I hope every one of you behind your screens or in this arena can feel this level of happiness just one time in your life. I hope all of you can feel how happy I am just one time in your life. But guess what? You never feel this level of happiness if you don't go for something in your own life when they knock you down. When they try on you, when they talk about you, and they try to put their foot on your neck, if you stay down, you will never ever get that resolve.
You know, worked really hard because I developed this work ethic in high school, and I realized, man, if I want to be good, I gotta wake up in the morning, and I gotta do the extra work.
Want to be really great at something, yeah. You kind of have to be out of your fucking mind, but you also have to have an iron will. You don't want to work out every day.
Yeah.
There's gonna be days you just want to eat cake and sleep.
See, the thing about life, we're gonna die, right? Eventually we're gonna die, but our legacy can live on. The impact can be non-perishable, forever, but it's gotta be built right. And we gotta take advantage of the time we have right now. You guys that had busy days, and you're working out 3-4 days, then you gotta travel for work for 3 or 4 days, then you come back when you weren't able to work out, man, it sucks. Because you have a setback. Even though you're hitting hard and you're getting good gains, all of a sudden you jump out of the gym, perishable. Use it or lose it. You must always use it, always maintain it, always build it.
All life forms strive to the max of its potential except human beings. All life forms strive to the max of its potential except human beings. How tall will a tree grow? As tall as it possibly can. You never heard of a tree growing half as high as it could. No, trees don't grow half. A tree drives its roots as deep as it can, reaches as high as it can, produces every leaf it can, every fruit it possibly can. To the max, every life form strives to the max, except human beings. Now, why not human beings? Jot this down. You've been given the dignity of choice. You're not a robot. You don't have to repeat this year the same as last year. You can tear up last year's plan, develop a new plan.
As you grow up, they tell you that, you know, you were a chunky kid, you were a big kid when you were born, you were clumsy, and you start believing the fact you're supposed to be fat your whole life, you're supposed to be clumsy your whole life. And then you start believing the fact that, you know, hey, because dad works 3 jobs and dad's always broke, that you're supposed to be broke. That's just how it is in our family. That is not. You could be the one in your family to change the trajectory of your bloodline. I'm the one in my family. I'm the one. And it is important for you to take that pen back that people have written in your book of life.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And realize there's many other pages that are blank that you could start rewriting how the story goes. But you have to give yourself permission first. Permission to heal. Permission to realize that you're not broken, that you are lovable, you are worthy, that you are capable. You have everything you need. There's not a goddamn thing that someone else has that you don't have.
What was the main drive? The main drive was, I am not like everybody else. I don't want to be like everybody else. I have something inside which is burning, and I look around and this life and everything I see is not for me. I'm supposed to be something different. I have to be something different. And I'm going to change my life with bodybuilding. I don't know exactly how it's going to change, but I can continue down this road with and be a criminal or not. And I have something else. The other guys, maybe they don't have something else. I have something here, and I want to do this. And hey, maybe I can be like a, I don't know, British champion one day. Maybe I can have my own gym.
If you're good at running, all you want to do is run. Mm. If you're great at reading, you have several books. But we don't do those things that we're not good at. So for me, I realized, shit, man, like, I keep on running away from these things I'm not good at. I have to dive into these things. I have to become one with these things. And that's what happened. And so I own them both.
Yeah.
And I talk very openly about them both.
Mm. What's a value that I learned as a child that has really helped me become the man I am today and pursuing to be? And the one that I remember the most, it was preached to me by my dad, is this: don't half-ass it. Don't half-ass it. Boy, that never goes out of style, does it? I mean, think about it. If you're gonna do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard, if you give it your all and you don't half-ass it, win, lose, draw, get what you want, don't get what you want, whatever the outcome is, if you don't half-ass it, at least you're not gonna have to wonder, ooh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all? And boy, wondering that is what keeps us up at night.
I don't think people realize how many training sessions you need to become like one of the most elite athletes in the world in any sport. You need to dedicate your whole life. And my dad's been at literally 95% of the training sessions.
Damn.
Since I was 8 years old.
Damn.
So that's a lot. But I want to be like all in. Do you know what I mean? So if it doesn't work for whatever reason, and I think it's going to work, obviously, but at least I can look back and be like, you tried your best.
The point is that there's some games you don't get to play unless you're all in. And the other thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting, because do you have anything better to do? Really? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do? Why not do that? Maybe you could justify your wretched existence to yourself that way. I think you could. That's what it looks like.
If tomorrow never comes, how far would you go today? If tomorrow is not a guarantee, how far would you push? If you thought that today was your last opportunity to ever do the thing, how far would you go? If today was the last day you were ever going to work out, to ever be able to train for a certain event.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How far would you push? If you were a football player in college and this is going to be the last game you're ever going to play, how far would you go? How fast would you run? How much would you sacrifice knowing you're never going to lace it up again? And it's really not living with regret is kind of the point of the message. If I'm being honest, man, like I live with some regret, man. And not just regret on things I've done. It's regret on how much I didn't do.
So what if you were molested? So what if you were beaten? So what if you were mentally and emotionally abused? Those are all superpowers now, because you are the type of person that went through that and came out the other side a stronger person. You have more resiliency. You are more resourceful than people that have not gone and suffered through adversity and abuse. That's the reality. We are more resilient. We are more emotionally strong, mentally tough, and we can deal with so much shit. But we have to first let go of the mental crippling crutch that we carry, which is this victim mindhood, right? When I let go of that 10 years ago, that I was a victim of sexual abuse, that I was a victim of physical abuse, that I was a victim of being bullied, that I was a victim in every category, and I realized, you know what? All those things I went through, and I'm still standing. I'm still going strong.
And so I've been suggesting to young men in particular, it's like, you want to get your life together? Take the path of maximal responsibility.
Not because you should, even though you should. That's not why. It's because that's the pathway of maximal adventure. So you say, well, what's the meaning of life? It's like, it's the meaning that reveals itself when you take the pathway of maximal responsibility. That's exactly the message of the crucifixion. That's precisely the message. Pathway of maximal responsibility. And that's a terrifying thing. There's no difference between that and the dragon and treasure stories that are, you know, unbelievably archaic. The greatest possible treasure is to be found where the danger is most intense.
But if you think about like a workout, a sprint, a whatever, it's like, did you really go 100? Like, did you really lock in your mindset and say, if this was for everything, if the end state meant this, like, you know, my kids' lives are literally on the line. If I do not run at absolute 100%, how far would I dig in? How far would I go? How hard would I hit? Like, how hard would I go? Like, what does 100% look like? And a lot of people never touch it. They never understand their full capability, their full threshold, because they never reach it.
No one is going to beat you at being you. One of the things I like to say is, like, find what feels like play to you, but looks like work to others. So it looks like work to them, but to you it feels like play. It's not work. So you're going to outcompete them because you're doing it effortlessly. You're doing it for fun. They're doing it for work. They're doing it for some byproduct. To you, it's art. It's beauty. It's joy. It's flow. It's fulfilling.
So your brain needs pressure. It needs constant pressure. And stress and pressure is not a bad thing. We have this thing where we feel like stress is bad. It's bad for you. Bad. You know, you need to relax, man. You need to chill. Stress will kill you. No, being bored will kill you. Not having anything to do will kill you. It's much more dangerous than stress. Yes, you can work too hard. You can work where there's no soul involved. I work like a fiend because I'm writing a book. And it's a very hard process for me. And I'm working far too much. But man, I love it. It's fantastic, right? And it could kill me. The stress could kill me. It gave me a stroke. But I'd rather die under the stress than be bored and have nothing to do. Okay? So feeling that pressure, it makes your eyes pop open. It makes your brain focus. It makes you alert. It makes you want to live. It makes everything seem exciting to you because you've got to get things done.
There may be some days I get up with poopy pants and I'm like, you know what, man? Fuck this, man. Like, what am I training for?
Yeah.
I have no race on the docket. Why am I having this such a structured life? Why?
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too. Because where you get your information matters.
Ahora en McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'm done. I retire every day. Yeah. I'm done with this shit. And I sit around and I say, okay. And then this is my thought process. So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. You want to go back to who you were, huh, David? I'm like, fuck that, man.
I needed was somebody to say, look, you're a young guy with a lot of energy. You need to learn to control that energy. And you need to learn to put it into things that are going to grow you, that are generative. Basically, two kinds of people in life. They're winners and they're losers. And the definition is this. Losers take things that happen to them and that they feel inside that suck, and they wallow, and they use it for self or outward destruction. Winners take whatever they feel, they feel it, it sucks, and they transmute it into things that are good for themselves and for the world. Period. End of story. And so when I say it's like devil God stuff, it's actually that way. That's how it works. There's no in between where you just kind of feel lousy and do a little bad and a little good. And I think for me, what I said, the reason I said the distance from the ditch thing is over the years, I've had my struggles that have continued. I want to make that clear.
All the shit that you have to do when you're going through buds training, the 6 months of breaking you down and building you back up, they teach you could do anything just by making you do anything. So you will understand how you can past your limits. What you thought your limits were are no longer your limits. That's what I feel like is missing from a lot of people that are getting into motivational this, motivational that. They ain't doing shit. You gotta go do something. That's the number one thing. Fucking action. Take action.
The more you do things that are natural to you, the less competition you have. You escape competition through authenticity, by being your own self. If I had to summarize how to be successful in life in two words, I would just say productize yourself. That's it. Just figure out what it is that you naturally do that the world might want, that you can scale up and turn into a product, and it'll eventually be effortless for you. Yes, there's always work required, but it won't even feel like work to you. It'll feel like play to you.
Because this is why it is. People forget about anything that you can think of. You need to love pain to be an athlete. And I know, no pain, no this, whatever, all the, you know, the
correct sense.
Oh my, no, this is real. You need to love pain. However, mentally, physically, love it. You need to love it. If not, stay where you are.
I had to stop thinking normal. I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. But no one taught me this stuff. It wasn't like I had, you know, I paid a trainer to come train me. Jenny Craig didn't come down and miracle my ass. None of this happened. It was on me. And that's the thing you have to realize. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass...
A whole bunch of people walking around out here, we have no idea how talented they truly are. Now I'm talking about talent, like some God-given ability. Talent that sometimes you have to hone, you have to work on, you have to harness yourself. And they just walk around just on their phones, just clueless to how powerful they are.
Like, I want to wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, come on, man, we're going running. Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man, get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude? Where's all this teaching? You're teaching people. You can't do shit yourself. You need to show people that you could do it.
That's your moment. It's not that all is lost. When you're feeling the most trapped and down and nothing can go right, I feel like those are the moments that define you. Those are those character canon moments that are like, what am I going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
How do you respond to that? And thinking your way, feeling your way, working your way through those things on the other side, it's like, you know, I don't know who said the saying, but like usually, you know, you're the closest to getting what you want. It's always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have, you know? Like, and if that wasn't for me, it wasn't for me. I'm gonna keep grinding. I'm gonna keep knocking on the door until I get what I feel. That's been something I've always felt.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up.
Be the hero of your own movie. If your life was a movie and it started now, forget about whatever financial disasters you've had, personal failures, relationship failures. What would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things. We define ourselves far too often by our past failures. We look at our past and we say, well, that's me. That's not you. You are this person. right now. You're the person who's learned from those failures, and you can choose to be the hero of your own movie right now. Write down your goals. Write down things you want to improve. Write down things you won't tolerate from yourself. Write down things that you've done in the past that you never want to see yourself do again. And go forth.
Everyone's given up on them. They've lost all their worldly possessions. They're dead broke on their back. It's at that point, guys, when everything's lost, that everything can be gained. There's no more ego there, is there? They let go of, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if I don't like, what if this person rejects me? The animosity, the pressures of society, let it all go because they've lost it all. They're just now left with the intestinal fortitude, the pride within. Do I want to stay on the bottom of this barrel or do I want to climb the fuck out of this hole? And that is a spark of what it turns out to be their greatest moment, their greatest hour.
That's what it takes. To do anything successfully in life, you've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. And life and dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen and become a reality. I believe that sincerely, and I'll die on that thought, okay? And I say that not from something I read, that's from something I lived.
And I've seen a lot of people make a lot of things, I've seen a lot of people fail a lot of things. And my point of view on this, or my observation is, that the doers are the major thinkers. The people that really create the things that change this industry are both the thinker-doer in one person. And if we really go back and we examine, did Leonardo have a guy off to the side that was thinking 5 years out in the future what he would paint or the technology he would use to paint it? Of course not. Leonardo was the artist, but he also mixed all his own paints. He also was a fairly good chemist, knew about pigments, knew about human anatomy, and combining all of those skills together, the art and the science, the thinking and the doing, was what resulted in the exceptional result. And there is no difference in our industry. The people that have really made the contributions have been the thinkers and the doers.
I get to 10 miles, but oh no, motherfucker. That fucking demon that I let out every fucking morning that walks the streets at night, he comes saying, "Hey, no, bitch, not today, man. There's somebody out there that you don't know, have never fucking met in your entire life, that is doing 12, 13, 14. You're going to do another one. And when you meet him, you ain't going to be fucking ready." So Goggins kept on running.
Every time you tell your sad, pathetic story, all you do is you reinforce the fact that you're sad, you're pathetic, you're undeserving. Effectively, you reinforce the fact that you're okay with being a loser. I don't want you to be a fucking loser. What if you told people the story of, hey, I had a fucked up life, but I don't want to tell you that. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do next, and I'm going to go out and do it. Right? That is what self-development is about. That is what peak performance is about. That is what breaking through self-limiting beliefs is about, is rewriting the story. Because as long as you have breath in your lungs, as long as your heart is beating, as long as you have consciousness in your mind, you can go and rewrite the story of how your life ends and how your life continues from this day forward. The legacy that you live